Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, here is the voice of Malaysia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal, accompany you again, started from 12 p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. Yes, 6 hours ahead. Well, really, in a new segment, a new program here, finally, for 6 hours ahead, I would like to share you and also entertain you and even, inform you some updated information and even as entertainment here. We have already set up about Indonesian songs that cannot only entertain you but also feel and make your heart even and also mind relax. Yes, you know, our team has also already prepared our interesting segments, this especially for you, for 6 hours ahead. So I also would like to say thank you very much to all of you, and I believe that you are still listening to our program on Indonesia Today. And you know that today must be able for you must be able to fully press yourself in order to make your capacity building better than before. Yes, building capacity is important to make your skill or anything about your life is better, because this can also make about your target or your goal comes to. Yes, perfectly speaking, it is also as a kind of an effort for you to build, and even to, I can say, like, to make such a new change of your life. And even this can also be said as the seriousness of yourself in order to build or to make your life better than before. And I believe that your target, your goal will be able be received by yourself, and even maybe next month or even at the end of this year. And I believe that with your hard working, with your smart planning, you are able to do your best, and you are able to reach about your goals and even your target this year in 2025. Well, you know that we have already accompanied you with our previous song, but now the song that we have already prepared is from, here, Kolabo with title Good Time. Yes, enjoy the song.
Gonna have a good time. good time.
Berkemari darah tiap kali jumpa dirinya, bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia usia. Kan ku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju. Pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Debar kencang berkemari darah dan hatiku bertanya banyak, apakah mungkin dia seria habiskan usia. Aku petik bintang di langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju. Pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti.
www.voynews.id. Well, finally you are still with me, Mas Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know, there is also information that we would like to share you listeners. It is about, you know, the planning of Indonesian government. It is, in this case, Indonesian government has planned to build 3 million houses annually and it is also expected to increase the demand for cement and help address as the excess supply of cement in Indonesia. It was stated by Hasyim Djohadi Kusumo as a special envoy for climate change and energy. He also affirmed that the implementing the housing program is also a priority for the government under President Prabowo Subianto. In this case, he also stated that the program is not only aimed at providing housing for the people, but also serves as a stimulus to support national economic growth, given its economic multiplier effect that can boost public consumption. Indonesia has also agreed on a bilateral cooperation with the United Arab Emirates to build 1 million houses. He said, not to mention interest from China, Turkey, India, Singapore, and other countries. Well, Hasyim has also pointed out that all of these collaborations will stimulate 185 economic sectors related to housing, including the cement industry. Well, is it about the planning of Indonesian government to build more than 3 million houses annually? Well, don't go anywhere, we still also have another song that would like to accompany you for today's edition and also can make you relax. Well, now the song is from Andra and the Backbone with title Sempurna. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that you are also still waiting for me to know about our another interesting segment. Well, it is also related to, you know, about wise word for some of Indonesian maybe writers or journalists and even Indonesian, you know, important persons in the past time. Here in this case, I would like to share you about one of wise words from Hos Cokro Aminoto. Yes, Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. He said, if you want to be a great leader, write like a journalist and speak like a storyteller.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Ayo kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada lelori satu kita. Tawa kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Apa kata mereka? Kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban, setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Kita sebut
looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Bulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Bulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said, "This beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells."
Ya, kalau Pantai Bulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Bulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih, pantai.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
Yang sebelah itu punya bukit Teletubbies.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu. Eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini, yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini lebih dikenal.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau, performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy.
Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selasang Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Minister Zulkifli says 3 kilogram LPG gas back to normal after President's order. Pertamina's President Commissioner reviews fuel and LPG supply in North Maluku. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Food Zulkifli Hasan has said that sales of liquefied petroleum gas or LPG 3 kilograms have returned to normal following a direct order from President Prabowo Subianto. Zulkifli Hasan on the sidelines of reviewing the prices of a number of food commodities and 3 kilograms LPG gas at Kainer Market East Jakarta on Wednesday conveyed that the distribution of 3 kilogram LPG gas has been smooth and returned to its original state, providing comfort for the public. PT Pertamina Patraniaga President Commissioner Ego Syahrial, along with the Papua Maluku Regional Pertamina Patraniaga team, conducted a working visit and direct review of the supply of fuel oil or BBM and LPG in Ternate and Tidore. Chairman of PT Pertamina Patraniaga Ego Syahrial in Ternate on Wednesday explained that the role of duties entrusted to Pertamina Patraniaga are very important for the fuel and liquefied petroleum gas needs of the community. He appreciated the entire team and the parties involved who together ensure that services to the community are well fulfilled. That's a news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau pergi, kau setia menanti, kau cinta saja. jatuh di saat ku berat.